USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, hiring his own lawyer to deal with his role in the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. The former New York City mayor hiring Florida lawyer John Sale to represent him. Sale was an assistant prosecutor on the legal team investigating Watergate. Meanwhile, last night, Giuliani said anything he did with regard to Ukraine was on behalf of Donald Trump and not the U.S. government.
Were you representing the president personally or representing the office?
Absolutely, representing the president personally against charges that he colluded, against charges that he's going to be impeached.
That is heard on Fox News. The sentencing phase continuing today after former Dallas cop Amber Geiger was convicted of murder yesterday for shooting her neighbor last year. She claims she thought it was her apartment and he was an intruder. Geiger could face life in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and fuel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
A victory for President Trump in California, where a federal judge blocked a new state law there requiring presidential candidates to reveal income tax returns in order to appear on the state's primary ballots. U.S. District Judge Morrison England Jr. writing the law was likely unconstitutional. A federal judge putting Georgia's strict new abortion law on hold. It bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Georgia's one of a number of states recently passing the so-called heartbeat bills, and so far, they've all been stopped from being put into effect. But Virginia Galloway of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says...
There are some things in our law that are different from the other states that I think might give it better legal standing than some of the laws that have been passed and that have been struck down.
A Planned Parenthood official says they don't expect it to hold up in court. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Today is the 22nd International Walk and Bike to School Day. Cities across the nation and in dozens of other countries will be encouraging kids to use their bicycles or foot power instead of buses and carpools. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is encouraging Kentucky students to participate in tomorrow's observance of Bring Your Bible to School Day. He tweeted a video out yesterday saying the Judeo-Christian principles within the Bible are timeless and provide knowledge, wisdom, and guidance.
Young people from kindergarten all the way through college age will be bringing their Bibles to school. And I would encourage you, please, don't just bring your Bible to school, but read your Bible. Bring it, share it with others.
Johnson & Johnson is settling a multi-million-dollar lawsuit with two Ohio counties over its role in the opioid epidemic. The drug maker is going to pay more than $20 million to Cuyahoga and Summit counties. The settlement removes Johnson & Johnson from an upcoming lawsuit later this month against several other opioid-producing companies. And Beyoncé's father is getting the word out about men and breast cancer. Matthew Knowles has been diagnosed with it. The 67-year-old Knowles helped propel his daughter Beyoncé to fame, managing her early career as part of the group Destiny's Child. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.